That night, I replay his compliment over and over in my head. It's the nicest thing that has happened to me in weeks. Actually, the second nicest, because a few days later, the Washburns move in and the SIM move out. I watch through the hibiscus hedge as workmen carry boxes into the Garcia's house. A boy follows them. His hair is so blonde it looks almost white, as if it's sat in a bucket of bleach overnight. Later, after everything has been taken inside, the workmen come out and set up a trampoline under the tall ceiba tree. Then the boy climbs up on it. I'm sure he's going to tear a hole in that trampoline the way he jumps and jumps on it. One time when he's up in the air, he catches a sight of me lurking behind the hedge. "Howdy doody," he hollers. At first, I think he's calling me dirty. "Howdy dirty." Before I can think what to do, he jumps off the trampoline and comes over. "It's howdy doody time. It's howdy doody time," he sings as he pumps my hand. I must look very confused because he asks me if I've ever watched Howdy Doody on TV. He talks so fast in English that I'm not sure I understand what he's saying. "We don't have a TV," I explain. "You don't?" He looks surprised. "But I thought you were rich. My dad says you own this whole park." "It's not a park," I correct. "It's a compound." "What's that mean?" His blue eyes light up. "Is it like a harem?" I'm not sure what a harem is, so I know the compound can't be that. I explain how my grandparents bought the land way back, and when each of their kids got married, they built a house on the